I believe that our purpose in life is to discover who we really are. And spoiler alert, you are whole. You are perfect. And you are exactly where you need to be. Welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. It's your host, Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and this is the podcast where we put happiness first. I help high-achieving, deeply passionate healthcare professionals like you rediscover their happiness and their freedom. Join me in conversations with experts to uncover our unique definition of happiness and answer the question, is there really such a thing as work-life balance? If you've heard yourself saying, you know, I'll be happy when, well, my friend, the time is now. Time to step out of the busyness of your life and time to step into the business of happiness. Hello and welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and today is going to be an incredible day. Why is it going to be incredible? Because you are enough. You are whole and exactly where you need to be today. I am just bubbling up with excitement to bring this message to you. I feel like this is a message that has been underlying every message I have ever delivered through this beautiful platform and this podcast. And if you're listening today to this podcast episode, know that it is meant for you. Give yourself permission to just receive my words and my voice and let these words sink in because they are the truth. You are whole. You are enough, and you are exactly where you need to be. So many times in my life, I have felt the exact opposite to that. So many times in my life, I have felt like I'm not far enough along. I don't know enough. I'm not good enough. If other people knew how I acted on the weekends or at home, they would be shocked. Thought I wasn't a good enough mom, a good enough orthodontist, a good enough leader, a good enough boss, a good enough business owner, a good enough wife, good enough daughter, good enough sister. I questioned every single component and aspect of my life, and I've probably questioned all of them in my entire life. And so many times I believed it. So many times I thought they were true. And every single time I believed the lie of my inadequacy, my not being good enough, my not worthy enough, I overcompensated and stretched and pushed and forced myself further. I people-pleased. I pushed through. I showed up to work even though I had a migraine, and I kept working through it, taking breaks between patients to literally vomit in the bathroom, and then go right back with a smile on my face and my head pounding. Every time I felt like I wasn't good enough or wasn't worthy, I hurt myself and others more. See, when we come into this world, we come perfect and whole. Exactly in the time when we are meant to be here and in the place we are meant to be. If you look at a beautiful little three-year-old in your life, just look at them, or a two-year-old or a one-year-old. I know you have someone like that in your world. When you look at them, don't you see utter perfection? Wholeness, worthiness. Don't we look at a little child and say, wow, she deserves everything this world has to offer. She deserves only the good. She deserves to dream the biggest dreams. and go after them and experience the fullness of life. She doesn't have to prove herself. She doesn't have to be anybody. She doesn't have to do anything for anyone to earn love or earn deservancy or earn her wholeness. She just is. And the world is her oyster. The potential for greatness, it's already there. She's already great. We see that and we forget that we were once that little girl. Perfect, whole, worthy, enough. And then society comes on in and the people who love us tell us things from their own wounds and traumas that we make mean something about ourselves. Guess what? Not a word of it is true. Not a word of it is true. And it's not their fault. It's not your mom's fault. It's not your dad's fault. It's not society's fault. Everyone's just doing the best they can. And there's a truth that we get to perpetuate and remind each other of on a daily basis. You are whole. You are worthy. You do not need to prove yourself to anyone. You don't need to lose 10 pounds. You don't need to gain 10 pounds. You don't need to own another orthodontic practice. You don't need to sell your orthodontic practice. You don't need to be the head professor or the dean to show and prove your worthiness and your excellence. You don't need to give more to your sister to prove that you're a good sister. You don't need to run another marathon to prove and show your worthiness and value. You already are. You already are whole exactly as you are. Can we just for a moment hold space for that truth? Suspend all the arguments that are showing up and the fears and the resistance that shows up when I'm telling you this. Just for a moment, let that be true, that you are enough and you are whole exactly as you are. Where you are today is perfect. Now, what do you want? What do you desire? What do you feel like experiencing in your life? That is your calling, not what somebody else wants for you to experience. You want to be dean of the dental school? Amazing! Do that. But not one part of that will prove your worth because you don't need to. You are already whole. You are already enough. Who you are today is exactly where you need to be. And the gifts that you get to serve the world with is the gift the world receives. How lucky are we that you are here? How lucky are your patients? How lucky is your team? How lucky are your family members that you were born, that you are here exactly the way you are? All along the way, what you thought were your inadequacies, what you thought were mars or scars that blemished your wholeness, those were not yours. They were stories. They were labels. They were other people's comments or insecurities. Isn't it so fascinating when we look back on our lives and we say, oh, I know why I'm shy. I remember when I was really little and I sang a really loud song and everyone mocked me and laughed at me. I remember that moment and it really hurt. And that's why I'm shy today. What an incredible awareness when we have those moments, only because we get to realize, wow, it was never about me. That moment in school when everybody laughed at me, when I sang really loudly, when I stood up in front of everybody and I was my big self, everyone mocked me. That was never about me. that was about them. See, every one of us has experienced trauma. You have experienced trauma. Can we just give you permission to feel that and know that? Let that be okay. The reason why is because you're human. Yes, you're a dentist. Yes, you're a doctor. Yes, you're a business owner. Yes, you're a mom. And you're a human. And every single one of us, because we are human, have experienced a form of trauma. Big T trauma, small T trauma, does not matter. It's because we're human. And because we're all playing in the sandbox together. And that trauma attached to you. That trauma became a story and a belief that you created. In your moment of fear and vulnerability, you created a meaning about it for yourself. And that meaning became a limitation. And some of us have held on to those limitations for decades, our whole lives. And we create these coping mechanisms to compensate for this lie. How phenomenal is it to know that you are whole, that you aren't too much or too loud or too anything? You are whole. You don't need the coping mechanisms anymore because you already are. You don't have to compensate for that insecurity because you are whole. I know that's easier said than done, especially when we've been practicing those coping mechanisms for decades and they've become a part of our personality. I know because I live that. It became a part of my personality. One of my coping mechanisms was fight. We talk about fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. I did all of them. One of them was fight. And fighting for me looked like pushing through, ignoring my body, ignoring my emotions, ignoring my exhaustion, ignoring my needs, ignoring my hunger, ignoring my need to pee. Who can relate to that? Who can relate to getting to the end of the day and you think you're going to burst because you didn't even know that you needed to pee all day long? That was me in fight, in a sympathetic nervous system storm, compensating for what I thought was true, which was the intense fear and the constant self-judgment that I wasn't enough. And that was a lie. It was just a story. And we see it in one another. When we look at a three-year-old, we think, oh my gosh, you are beautiful and enough, and you do not have to accomplish a single thing to be worthy of the very best that life has to offer. Hear me now. Wherever you are listening to this episode, let this be the new narrative. Because it is the truth. You are enough. You are whole. You are exactly where you need to be. And the world needs you and your desires and your dreams. We're all waiting for you to recognize your wholeness, to step into your greatness, to be who you are, to contribute to this incredible, incredible place we call Earth, to this one life that we know of, that we get to live. And your gift to this world is so precious. And that, I believe, is the purpose of life. To undo the lies and the narratives and the stories that we've been telling ourselves, that we attach to ourselves in our childhood and our teenage years and our 20s, when we told ourselves and believed the lies that we were not good enough. I believe that our purpose in life is to discover who we really are. And spoiler alert, you are whole. You are perfect. And you are exactly where you need to be. I hope you take this message today. And if nothing else, you allow yourself to hold gratitude for the miracle that you are because you have been through so much. You have overcome so much. Let that be evidence that you are enough. For a moment, reflect on everything that you have come through in your life, of the incredible things that you have created and given birth to in your life, despite all the obstacles. Just for a moment, hold gratitude for that and realize, wow, how powerful I am because I am whole. How incredibly lucky I am to start to open that window of realization of the worthiness of who I am. And the only person who can give you that permission is yourself. I invite you, as you go through the rest of this day, to see yourself as who you truly are, whole and worthy and exactly where you need to be. And share this with a friend because this is the truth about them as well. Remember, when you feel good, that is when you can do good. Bye-bye. Hey, beauty, if you enjoyed this episode, then like and subscribe to the show and receive this beautiful message of empowerment, remembering what you are capable of and the purpose you serve in this world every single week. And if you know of a colleague who needs this message, share this episode with her. This is how we raise the collective in healthcare. Reminding one another and supporting one another. Community is the answer. This is how we grow it. And lastly, I invite you to a phenomenal in-person event this October 2024, the Empower Her Retreat, exclusively for women in medicine and dentistry on the beach. It will change your life. And I cannot wait to see you there. Check out the details in the show notes and have a phenomenal day remembering that you are enough.